Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Terraists. Welcome to the Terra Show.
It's the Terra Show.
Live and local on 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Did you see this new study? Marriage rates are down. Study blames lack of economically attractive men. We talked about this last week, and I thought about it over the weekend, and I went, wait a minute. Apparently, according to the study out of Cornell University, there just aren't as many economically attractive men for unmarried women to meet as there used to be. And if you compare married men to their single counterparts, they took a look at this. They found that those who had been chosen as husbands had income about 58% higher than the actual unmarried men currently available. And they were 30% more likely to be employed and 19% more likely to have a college degree. Now, I thought about this for a minute, okay? Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Where's this idea coming from that men are supposed to be, or really that anybody by the time we used to get married, like in our 20s or early 30s, is like all settled and got a ton of dough? I mean, I was thinking back to like my girlfriends and me when we got married and who they married, and a lot of times their financial future at the time of marriage was sort of unwritten.
Yeah, you're pretty much unsettled in a ton of debt.
Yeah, exactly. You're coming out of school, they're living in apartments, and you're marrying someone, in a lot of ways you're marrying them blind financially. I mean, you should know if they have debts, you should know how much, because you're going to be paying that. Those are questions you should be asking. But I mean, career-wise, starting a business, all of that, I mean, I don't understand this. What, you have to be financially set to get married now as a man? I mean, I just don't remember women doing that back, like a decade ago when I got married. Or a little bit before that, because I got married later than most of my friends. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's not how we used to do it. And I think about it, every one of us married a guy who wasn't doing that well economically, wasn't doing poorly, but just, you know what I mean? You're starting out, you're struggling, and your cars are old and you don't know how, anyway. I don't understand this economically attractive men thing, I guess. And you don't want to marry a deadbeat, don't get me wrong. I'm not suggesting doing that. You know what I mean? If you picked him up outside the prison, you know what I mean? When he got out, like he's got a long way to go. I mean, that is a man project right there. You know what I mean? I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying most men, and women for that matter, are pretty economically unsettled in those, late 20s, even early 30s. You're really beginning to kind of find your way, figure out what you're good at. I don't know. I don't get it. That's not the way we used to do things.
Sometimes
back in my day.
I think that the editorial analysis of some of these marriage and financial things, one doesn't necessarily lead to the other. And I think sometimes that some of the attributes that they attribute to certain individuals within the survey are not necessarily, a cause and effect situation.
Right. Now, some of the guys the girls that I was buds with and, in college and before, you didn't know what you were marrying when you did. Some of them have been very successful. One of them was just starting a business when he got married, and was no telling if it was going to work or not. And she was pretty much supporting him.
Yeah.
And that business did work out, and he's killing it.
Good.
But there's no way she could have known that when she married him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. To me, I think you go in blind and hope for the best.
That's pretty much the way we do it. Yes.
It's the way we did. I mean, I don't know. But anyway, all right, so that's going on. Meanwhile, just the absolute hypocrisy here. Okay. But by the way, Trump's rocking it on the wall. Did you see this? They are expecting 500 miles to be complete by the end of next year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he's getting that done. Now, to do that, he had to fight a Supreme Court battle, as we all know, because the Democrats said he couldn't use the money for the wall. This is an open borders country, and that's what we want. Supreme Court said, no, Trump can do this. So they let him use $2.5 billion in Pentagon money for the construction. Okay. Well, outrage has ensued.
Mm-hmm.
And senators, by the way, the left is claiming that Trump used money that would have protected us from the Russians.
Yeah.
What a crock.
Well, I mean, I'm seeing this. They're making the accusations of that. They're saying that they're taking it out of the retirement funds of the military.
Lies.
Veterans. They're taking it out of FEMA funds.
Lies.
And it's just, there's all kinds of these wild claims that are being made about this.
Right. So here's the thing. So, I mean, everybody's outraged. And of course, Senator, you know, Mitt Romney, right? And Senator Mike Lee, both Republicans. They claim to
rhinos.
Be Republicans. Yes. Claim to be Republicans, but they're not really. They've co-sponsored legislation that will prevent Trump from diverting federal funds to border wall construction.
With rhinos like that, who needs Democrats?
Right. So the Democrats think this is fabulous. They want to put that through the House. And they're betting they may be able to pick off enough GOP senators to get it through the Senate. Right? So we got to stop Trump from building the border wall, right? It's got to start. Now, here's what's interesting about this. They specify in the legislation, diverting federal funds to border wall construction. They only specify border wall construction, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Well, the reason that is because Trump is also diverting his administration. He has no choice. He is also diverting funds to care for illegal immigrants, their health care, all of that kind of stuff.
Oh,
now,
really?
See, they want that. They want that. Do you know what is being diverted? Alzheimer's and cancer research funds to care for illegal immigrants' health care costs directly.
Well, we all know we don't need any of that, Tara. None of that's
right,
an issue.
Right. So I just
country.
Thought if Mike Lee and Mitt Romney say that, you know, we can't do that, then they ought to ban all diversion of funds, and we won't have the money for the health care costs for illegals either. We're diverting those at, by the way, basically the same rate we're diverting the money for the wall. Health and Human Services Department spent $2.1 billion to care for illegal immigrant families. That includes $1.3 billion for illegal immigrant resettlement and child welfare operations, and the rest for illegal immigrant health care costs. Where do we take the money from? This is so outrageous. The funds for illegal immigrants were transferred from Health and Human Services programs designed to help Americans. They get, you know where they took them from? Head Start.
Good grief.
Head Start.
Oh, wow. Oh, Jim Clyburn needs to hear about that one, doesn't he?
Head Start. And where else? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, cancer research, mm-hmm. and Alzheimer's care, including for our veterans. I'm sorry, where's the outrage?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, there isn't any. Where's the move to ban the diversion, you know, the moving, the shifting of all federal funds to care for illegal immigrants or things that are going on our border? Oh, well, they know. We just want to ban the wall. See how this works?
Yep.
But when it comes to taking, you know, cancer care funds, I mean, if vets get screwed, vets get screwed. If little kids and Head Start get screwed, oh, well, they'll get over it. What we really need is illegal immigrant health care. So essentially, the Democrats are watching Trump do this because he has to. They're there on the border. Congress will not stop them. And they're doing everything to undermine Trump and his, you know, attempts to stop them from coming to the border. And yet they're just fine with money being taken from the poorest children in our country and given and spent on illegal immigrants. So that goes to show you they don't really care about kids. They care about illegal immigrant kids before they care about American kids, including the poorest and most desperate American children. Hypocrisy alert.
Oh, yeah.
Hypocrisy alert.
To the surprise of no one.
Yeah, and they have nothing to say about it. They're fine with that. By the way, isn't it ironic that the amount of money we had to divert to care for illegal immigrants, $2.1 billion, right? That's roughly the same as it's pretty close anyway, to the $2.8 billion that Trump's spending on the wall to keep them out of the country.
Funny how that works out.
Right, so, I mean, if we spent the one-time cost, right? The one-time cost, like the $2.8 billion, right? Let's say. Oh, that wouldn't that mean like we might not have to spend the $2.1 billion every year and take it from the Head Start children and give it to more deserving children who are illegal immigrants who aren't even citizens of this country? Like, we could save $2.1 billion. We could help cancer patients. Everybody loves cancer patients, right? We all agree we want to help them, right? See how this works.
Oh, yeah.
Washington doesn't care about poor children. They don't care about cancer patients. They don't care about vets with cancer. They certainly don't care about you if you have Alzheimer's. The only people, folks, the only people they care about are illegal immigrants. First and foremost, always. And there's your proof.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Texter writes, are we all supposed to be gold diggers or feminists? On the study saying women aren't marrying men because they don't make enough money. Now the texter writes, hey, Tara, doesn't that fly in the face of equality, feminism, equal pay that women are screaming about? I would guess so. Texter writes, I blame the shows that glamorize super wellness. I blame the shows that glamorize super wealth. White Kardashian something people think you have to make $100,000 a year. You're not worth anything. Now the texter writes, gold diggers understand. Another texter writes, I just watched Walking Man Mark Sanford on MSNBC spouting his drivel. There's a snowball in hell that's got a better chance of beating Trump than he does. Yes, the man could not hold on to his own congressional seat. Okay. Another texter writes, where'd it go? Oh, here we go. Sadly, Terry, you won't read this text. I love reading those. Border wall equals one-time cost. Illegal immigrant detention equals ongoing cost. Border wall is money well spent. Yes, that's what Trump's doing. They're trying to stop it in Congress, including the Republican leadership, because they like the illegal immigrants better than they like you. Texter writes, hey, Tara, does Mark Sanford think he's running for president of Argentina? I don't know. Don't laugh. Guys, all right. Where to even begin with what he is? He's a mess. Let's put it that way. Sanford's a mess. But by the way, he's going to help America find, and in particular the Republican Party, he says, find its moral compass. You see, after, yeah, this is a guy we couldn't find because he not only lost his moral compass, he was hanging out in Argentina. We were told he was hiking the Appalachian Trail. Texter writes, help me out here. Is this the same Mark Sanford who left his wife when he was governor of South Carolina and made up some tale about hiking the Appalachian Trail? He now professes to tell us about morality and finding our way. You can't make this up, folks. You cannot make this up. But how does the state Republican Party feel about this? They want to give Sanford a chance? Oh, heck no. They just canceled the Republican primary? Yeah, we're not going to have one in our state. They're like, oh, Mark Sanford wants to run. Great. No, we'll cancel the primary. Nobody cares. Look, he's just bored. He lost his congressional seat because the people where he lives don't like him. I'm not sure why he would think that anybody would want him to be part of the national scene. Anyway, yeah, the Republican Party in South Carolina and Nevada just announced on Saturday they would not be holding their presidential nominating contest in 2020. It's pretty much everybody agrees that they love Trump. So there's no reason to have any sort of, you know, ballot question about it. This costs too much money. They joined the Kansas Republican Party, which confirmed on Friday that it will not hold its caucuses either in 2020. They're like, no, we love Trump. We're done here. Okay, fine. The move is not unprecedented for the GOP in 2004. Or incumbent parties. In 2004, 10 states canceled their nominating contest to support President George W. Bush. So this is not new. Not at all. 800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Text line, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. All right. Did you see Elizabeth Warren promising on her first day as president to put millions of people out of work? Folks, the Democrat agenda this time around, it literally leaves me speechless. Here's her tweet. On my first day as president, I will sign an executive order that puts a total moratorium on all new fossil fuel leases for drilling offshore and on public lands. And I will ban fracking everywhere. I will ban fracking everywhere. Wow. Okay. This is dated, as best I could find, a 2015 Harvard Business School Boston Consulting Group study estimates fracking supports 2.7 million jobs. That was 2015. Okay, 2.7 million jobs. Folks, we would be catapulted into a depression. Yeah. You realize 28% of our growth under Trump, according to the U.S. Department of Labor, 28% of it, that's a little over a quarter, even in Common Core math, that the growth that we've seen was in the category called mining. Growth, mind you, not economic activity, growth. So we're talking about just wiping 28% right off the board along with 2.7 million jobs. And, just sign an executive order and just wipe the jobs out. And that'll be great. We're going to, by the way, she wants to ban nuclear entirely, too. So how much of our energy that we currently use would be left? She's going to get rid of fossil fuels and nuclear. What would we have left? 11% of our current 11% is renewables. And only 8% of that is solar. So the plan is massive solar farms. It's going to be everywhere. They're going to cover the whole country. And the problem with that is, if you're going to say, okay, we're going to cover the country with solar panels at an ungodly, almost unestimable expense, putting all that aside, the fact that it's economically not only unfeasible, but practically impossible. It doesn't say in her tweet, I'm going to wait till I have spent trillions on solar panels, and then I am going to get rid of 2.6 million jobs in industries that use fracking. It says, on my first day as president, I will sign an executive order that puts a total moratorium on all new fossil fuels leases for drilling offshore and on public lands, and I will ban fracking. Okay, so what she's saying, actually, this has been the theme here. What these deranged Democrats think is being withheld from them by Trump being in office is such a frigging unmitigated disaster that it is almost inexplicable that anyone would propose it. She's literally saying, on my first day in office, I will wipe out 2.6 million fracking jobs. No, 2.7 million fracking jobs and with nothing to replace them with. Nothing. We're just going to wipe them out. And then we'll all enjoy rolling blackouts. It'll be like Venezuela. Good times. 2.6 million jobs. Nothing to replace it with. No worries. Folks, honest to God, she needs a mental health check. I mean, if you're going to propose this, what are you going to replace it with? You know how long it would take to build the solar panels to replace all of that? Never mind the expense. Okay.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line to get the reaction to the former Indian, but she's not anymore, Elizabeth Warren. And liar. And cheat. As I like to say, I have more Neanderthal blood, as I recently learned from my 23andMe.com kit, than she has Indian blood in her entire body. I'm 4% on my mama's side. I don't know how much I am on my dad's side. I'm getting that kit for Christmas. I got to give it to dad because you can't test yourself. So yeah, I am more Neanderthal than Elizabeth Warren is Indian. But whatever, she's a Democrat. It's not what she says or whether it's a bunch of lies. It's what she meant to say. That's important. As we have learned from the media with Joe Biden. Yeah. So anyway, she just tweeted that on her first day as president, she will ban fracking. Everywhere. Those are her words, not mine. And I will ban fracking everywhere. Okay. That's roughly 2.7 million jobs wiped right off the books. And that's a 2015 number. It's gone way up. So I don't know how many more jobs we're talking. It's going to be big. It's It's going to be big. 2.7 million jobs gone. And nobody really cares. Because you shouldn't have been working in fossil fuels anyway. You're a bad person. You're probably the kind of person who eats hamburgers. We're going to ban that as well. Texter writes, anybody that would vote for Pocahontas is just an idiot. Texter writes, so the Democrats want to shut down America's economic engine and blame Trump for it? Yeah, pretty much. Another this texter nails it. Absolutely nails it. If we had working systems this morning, I would play the genius text of the day, but I can't. So just know you're the genius text of the day. Texter writes, Democrats get all bent out of shape when only 130,000 new jobs are created in August. Yet they're willing to wipe out 2.7 million. That's okay. Yeah. If this makes sense to you, you might be a liberal. Texter writes, hey, Tara, please don't call Elizabeth Warren a hypocritical liar. It just makes Democrats want to vote for her even more. They like that kind of stuff. Another texter volunteers, Mark Sanford is an idiot. It's pretty well known, I think, but thank you for chiming in. Texter writes, hey, Tara, look at what the solar panels did to the trees in front of the GE plant on Garlington Road. They are burnt to a crisp. Are they? I have to take a look at that. I don't know. You never know with stuff that comes in on the text line. You don't. Okay, to put this in perspective, okay, so Elizabeth Warren's going to wipe out at least 2.7 million jobs on her first day, right? With no plans to replace the jobs or the energy that fracking generated. It's like, what are we talking about? Well, here's the Federalist. To put this in perspective, remember, natural gas, which she's going to wipe, is not going to be any of that because you got to frack to get it. Natural gas makes up about 23% of our energy consumption. Well, renewables, which she says we're going to run our economy and our country off of, renewables make up, are you ready for this? 11% right now. So the plan is, the plan is we're going to wipe out, she's going to ban nuclear too, by the way. That's done. So the plan is to wipe out all but 11% of the current energy supply on day one. With no thought whatsoever for what will come next. Her words, not mine. Now, about this whole solar panel thing. Okay, so we're going to go down. We're only going to use renewables. That's going to be 11%. We're going to do it from day one. No plan to, you know, transition. None of that. We'll just wreck the economy. It'll be fine. 2.7 million people out of work. Okay, so 11% is renewables right now, right? Things that are not carbon. So it's not, you know, natural gas, not coal. It's not any of that, right? Okay, so we're going to run the country off the 11%. A plan Venezuela would love. Problem is, only 8% of that 11% of renewables is solar energy. So we hardly have any solar energy, and that's the main thing she wants to use. So, I mean, and almost all of that was subsidized by the government. Yeah, so, we're going to talk, you know, rolling blackouts. If you like camping, it'll be like camping. You're going to have AC or light. It'll be like living in a cave. You're going to love it. Cold showers, if the water still runs. I don't know if it will, though, because, you know, our water plants need electricity to run. So I don't know. Maybe it'll be like Venezuela where you can take a shower like Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on a good week before it stopped running entirely. I don't know. But folks, I mean, I know I sound ridiculous, but I'm just talking about their plans. I mean, she said it on the first day. She's going to ban fracking entirely. It's gone. Done. No plan for a transition. Just wipe it out. Texter writes, the only thing I can agree with, talking about Sanford, I think. The only thing I can agree with him on is budget spending is out of control. Yes, it is. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I'm sad you already nominated the genius text of the day. I was going to say something wicked smart, but now I'll have to wait until tomorrow. Hold on. The way that works is, it's the genius text of the day at the time, right? So, I mean, I'll play it, but I mean, if something smarter comes along later in the show, then, you know, I'm open to that. I'm always looking for new opportunities to make the Tara Show great again. Texter writes, why doesn't Warren identify as a Native American and redeem herself? Well, you know, you could call her campaign and ask. I don't know. I'd be curious to see what they would say. But for now, she's a former Native American. Texture rates, almost all solar panels are now made in China, so the Democrats are proposing a Chinese job increase and an American job decrease. Yes, that's the plan. That's been a plan for about 30 years. It's been going great till Trump. That's why they're so mad. Texture rates, camping without propane. That sucks. Yeah, well, that's the Elizabeth Warren energy plan. Wonder how many Democrats will figure this out before they vote for her. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. There's a lot of common sense and some silliness, too. Texture rates. Why is it that Democrats want us living within our renewable energy means but cannot fathom living in within our economic means? Good point. Texture rates, 130,000 a month job growth was considered excellent during the Obama administration, but it's a recession during the Trump presidency. Well, actually, no, it's not a recession. They're having you stretch it out for 2 years or something. Could be bad. Recession might come within 2 years. You know what the regular odds of a recession within 2 years? Over 50% for any given point in time. They just make this stuff up, folks. Just make it up. You could have said it any time during the Obama administration. I mean, when we weren't in a recession during the Obama administration. Texter writes, you can still have AC under the Democrats' plan. You'll just have to set it at 95 degrees. Yeah, that's you, not them. They're not going to do that. Texter writes, I can't believe no Democrat candidate has thought of this yet. Vote for me for president and a free bag of weed for every American. Make America high again. You'd have to be high to vote for them. So, I mean, I would think that they'd probably want to give it out pre-election. I mean, if it were me, that's what I would think they should do. Listen, coming up on the show, we're going to get back into the 130,000 jobs report. Because there's something very simple they're not telling you. There is a bit of a crisis in there, but the crisis is not that we're headed toward a recession. The crisis is they can't find people to fill the jobs. That's why they're not creating them. It's not that employers are really freaked out by Trump's trade war and they're just, they're not hiring because we're headed into a recession sometime in the next 2 years sometime. Maybe. Possibly. Sometime. Maybe. The sky's falling. No. And let me tell you how you know. It's a very simple mathematical thing here, supply and demand, right? Remember you learned that in school? Okay. If the demand for workers was down. That's why they didn't hire, right? They're saying, well, Trump's wrecking the economy that he made great, so we're just not going to hire, right? If that was what was going on here, and that's what the media is portraying, let me ask you a question. Would wages be going up or down? Well, they'd be going down. Less demand for workers. Don't need them. Don't want them. Can't afford them anyway. Trump's wrecking the economy, right? Wages would go down. Which direction did wages go? Up. Up. They went up a whopping, staggering, record-breaking 3.2% over this exact month last year. Well, that's odd. Mission. Worker companies don't want workers. They don't. Because Trump's wrecking the economy, you can't hire anybody. You can't make any economic plans. They don't want workers. Well, then wouldn't wages be going down? Or at least the growth rate would be going down? No demand for workers. Nobody wants them. Preparing for Armageddon financially, right? When you wouldn't hire anybody. Wages would be going down. They're not. They're up. They're up. I mean, to see 3% wage gains a year, folks, we didn't see that for 20 years. Adjusted for inflation, which is the only way you can look at it. But we're still seeing it now. Yeah, you know why? We're at full employment. Full unemployment is Elizabeth Warren's plan for the economy. Full employment. They can't find people. That's why they're not hiring them. That's why wages are up. Jobs created are down. It's that simple. It's not hard to understand. Unless you work for CNBC, then you're just lost.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.